己是这主 Father 的主 Teacher and the true Guru。Children who are the embodiments of the power of truth in all four directions.Foundation of truth is purity. Proof of truth is divinity visible on the face as well as in the activity.Even in the world, many souls call themselves truthful.Or that's what they think they are.However, truth, complete truth is based on purity. If there isn't purity, then there also isn't constant truthfulness. So what is the foundation of all of you? It is purity. On the basis of purity, truth is experienced automatically and naturally. Truthfulness doesn't merely mean to speak the truth or to do what is true. Truth is not only that much. First form of truth, which gave you the strength of truth and purity. Is that you first of all recognized your true form. I am a soul. You did not know about this truth before. I am a soul. You did not know about this truth before. So, the first truth which you came to know was that you recognized your own form. I am so and so. Body, yes, based on the consciousness of the body, was that truth? I am so and so based on the consciousness of the body, was that truth? No. The first truth is to know the true self. Who am I? And then you came to know the true introduction of the Father. You have come to know the Father, haven't you? You have come to know Him very well, haven't you? You have come to know your true form as well as the true form of the Father very well, haven't you? The third thing, you have come to know about the truth of the world cycle. What is this cycle? And what is my part in it? So you have understood or come to know about your part very clearly. Haven't you come to know? It's a good part, is it not? The best part is the part you have at Sangam Yoga. Nevertheless, even your part as a deity soul compared to all the souls in the world cycle is also very elevated. Even compared to the prophet souls or the great souls, your role is higher. They too play their part. But they are not pure in body as well as soul. But you, as deity souls, are pure in soul as well as body. And at no time in the whole cycle anyone else, any other soul, has that much purity. as much as you have. Therefore, the foundation of purity is the strongest in you. No one's purity is that much elevated as yours. Do you remember? Are you able to recollect your deity's part, your deity role? Are you able to recollect? Can you recall? Yes? Can you recall? Can the Pandavas recall your deity role? The purity of a deity soul is in its most natural form. Great souls do make souls pure. Great souls do make other souls pure. But that too with great effort. It's not natural. It's not instilled naturally. Neither it is natural, nor does it become their nature. But the life of purity which you lead for half a kalpa is not only natural, but it is also part of your nature. That is, you don't have to make efforts there to become pure or to experience purity. The efforts which you make here result in your purity being natural there. Why? Because there is no trace of impurity there. There is total ignorance of impurity. They don't even know that impurity ever exists. This is why therefore, the practical form of your purity is divinity, that is, deity life. This time, however much the people in the world may consider themselves to be very truthful, However, they don't even know the truth of themselves. They do not know the truth of the Father. That is, they don't know the true introduction of the Father. So, they cannot be called the ones who are embodiments of complete truth. The power of truth will be constant in you only. If you are aware constantly of your true form and the true form of the Father, if you are, then every thought of yours will be true in its natural form. Now you sometimes forget it because you come into body consciousness. And therefore, your thoughts are not constantly, your thoughts are not constantly the embodiments of purity and truth. That is, your mind is not constantly the embodiment of purity and truth. Is it constant, or do you sometimes have waste thoughts? Will waste thoughts be called the truth? Will they? Will they be called the truth? No? Because you don't speak lies. They're only waste thoughts. You're not thinking lies or anything false. Then why can't they be called the truth? If someone thinks that I never speak lies, I always speak the truth. The discernment or the discrimination of truth is based on your thoughts, words, actions, contacts, relationships, and in all of them there has to be the experience of divinity. You may be speaking the truth, but if the words are not filled with divinity, just like you find some people they say angrily, I'm speaking the truth, I'm speaking the truth, I always speak the truth. They say it in a very angry tone. There is no divinity in the words. There is no divinity in the actions. So, if there isn't divinity in the words and actions, then the one to whom you are saying this will not feel that you are speaking the truth. He will not feel it to be the truth. He will think that this one is trying to prove himself only. And I don't understand whether it's really true or not. Because there is no need to be adamant or stubborn to prove the truth. If you become adamant and try to prove that you are true, then divinity will not be visible. This is very ordinary action which people in the world also do. And Bap Dada gives a slogan as a sign of truth. You have heard it. You have heard Baba speaking even in sakar form, because if someone is speaking the truth, then what will his actions be like? He will be dancing. The one who is truthful is always dancing in happiness and joy. When someone tries to prove that he is right and becomes adamant whilst proving, then if you note the change coming on his face, you will come to know that it isn't the face of happiness and joy. And also the other one's face who's hearing will not be the face of cheerfulness. There will be sorrow, there will be anger, there will be thinking too much, but there won't be joy and happiness and dancing. But truth means a true one is dancing. And therefore, if one is truthful, then for him there is constant happiness. Day and night he is constantly happy. If some untruth is mixed in the truth, then then, at that time, he will not feel happy. He won't be pleased with his life. Therefore, the meaning of truth is to become the embodiment of the truth, whether in thoughts or words or actions. These days, people in the world say very openly that it is impossible or very difficult to be truthful all the time. We have to show some untruthfulness. And several times in many situations, even the Brahmin souls say, though they may not say, but they at least think in their mind that I don't speak lies, but I have to be yukti yukti, you know, in saying what I want to say. So it's not lies, but I have to say it in another way. So what is the cleverness? They say that we have to be very clever in saying it. We don't speak lies directly, but we are very clever in saying what we want to say. So they say it openly that we cannot speak the truth like that. The worldly people say it openly that we cannot speak the truth. And the Brahmins use a very royal language. And then they say, I didn't mean it actually. Nor did I say it with any feelings. I didn't even mean what I said or I did. But what to do? I have to do it that way. I have to become it. You observed in Brahma father, didn't you? He was in his corporeal form. Where incorporeal form is concerned, you may say, well, Shiv Baba is incorporeal and he's too detached, he's enjoying himself in the soul world. Let him come in the corporeal world and he'll come to know what it is to be in this world. But Brahma Baba was in corporeal form. wasn't he? He was in the midst of you, your companion. He was a student like you. And he had to face so much of opposition because people opposed the truth of knowledge, the truth of purity. But did Baba become very cunning or clever in his ways? People even suggested to him that, Baba, please don't give gyan directly, or don't say straight away that you must be celibate. Say it with yukti. Say, yes, little bit, sometimes. But did Brahma Baba get frightened? Did he get frightened? In order to inculcate the power of truth, there is also the need of the power of tolerance. One has to tolerate, one has to bow down, one has to sometimes accept defeat. But that defeat is not defeat. At that time it may seem that it is defeat, but actually it is meant for being victorious forever. So with the power of truth, you have exceeded to the extent that you are celebrating the Diamond Jubilee. If there wouldn't have been purity and truth, then today, from your face, from your activities, your behavior, the people who come in your contact would not have experienced that much divinity as they experience now. Even if somebody is only an infantry, of course children are number wise. There are the Maharathis, the elephant riders. The namesake Maharathis, the elephant riders, but the real Maharathis who move forward with the power of truth in them, they are the real Maharathis. They do not put aside the truth because of circumstances. There are some who say, I didn't say anything wrong, but I said it just to face the situation. I didn't really mean it, but I had to just say it in words. I didn't really mean it. But again, that is not truth. It is not. It is not being true, because even if you have to tolerate just to forbear the truth, that is, just to be truthful, even if you have to tolerate, doesn't matter. You should tolerate, because that tolerance may seem only external, that you are tolerating. Actually, in your account of righteous actions, it is being accumulated in the power, in the form of the power of tolerance. Otherwise, what will happen is, if is not strong enough to tolerate, he becomes a little weak in tolerating, then he will definitely take the support of untruthfulness. Then at that time, it will seem as if he has got a support and everything is okay. However, in his account, there isn't the accumulation of the power of tolerance. That is, in his account, the power of tolerance will not accumulate. Externally, he may think that he is moving forward very well, very smoothly, and he will think that he knows the right method, the trick of moving forward easily. But if he will check his account, then there will be very little deposit in the account. Therefore, one need not be clever. There are some who try to copy others. They say, oh, this one behaves in a very clever way, and therefore she is getting good name, and she is becoming well known, and therefore I too should do like that. And because I'm very soft, I'm very slow, I'm not very cunning like her, and therefore I'm left behind. But it is not to be left behind. You are not left behind if you are truthful. It is actually that you are moving forward. Because in front of the Father, you are moving forward. Maybe in front of others, you may be behind. But you are concerned with Baba, or are you concerned with human souls? With whom is your concern? Baba, is it not? Therefore, to get a place in Baba's heart, or to make Baba, or to move forward in the eyes of Baba, is what it should be, because through that you reap an elevated fortune, an elevated future. If, however, here you try to copy souls and feel that they are moving forward because of their cunningness, and let me do the same, then maybe at that time or for some time you may become well known, your name may be announced, you may be in the list of speakers giving lectures, you may be also in the list of those who are running centers. However, it is only up to now. It will not make you get the fruit for the whole kalpa. Baba sometimes says that it's just like sowing the seed in a plowed field, and you get the fruit from the tree, and once you get the fruit, you don't allow it to ripen, but you just eat it raw, and therefore it is only instant fruit, but no fruit for the future. So the fruit is only transitory in the form of name, fame, glory, praise, and that is like eating raw fruit. So don't copy anyone in that way. Even if you don't have a name here, it doesn't matter, because you have a name in the front, in the Father's list in His heart. This is why you have to become a diamond, and therefore there is need to do all these type of checkings. There should be no blemish, no spots or flaw in the diamond. Find out, make sure there isn't any flaw hidden in the diamond. So, with the power of truth, imbibe divinity. Even if you have to tolerate, doesn't matter. Don't be afraid. Truth will be proved at the right time.
Get the
You see it, don't you? That the boat of truth may shake, but it never sinks. So if it doesn't sink, it means it reaches the shore, doesn't it? Become fearless. If there is the need to face an encounter to face any situation, just keep Brahma Baba's life in front of you. The circumstances of the world were in front of Brahma Baba also. Not only were the situations or circumstances of the world in front of Baba, but even the situations created by the children were in front of the father. However, in spite of his responsibilities, in spite of being in such a big gathering with the power of truth, he became victorious. Didn't Baba witness the problems which sometimes even the children created? Because there were variety sanskaras, children with variety sanskaras in front of the father. But in spite of all these circumstances, his self-stage based on truth made him become perfect, and that is attain perfection. So what do all of you have to become? Should you show your cleverness? Some children are very clever. They say, Baba, I didn't do anything much. I just was a little bit clever in doing it. We have to become that, Baba. But for how long? Now inculcate the power of tolerance and face the challenge of untruth. Don't come under its influence. There are many who think that I have seen this weakness even in the Maharatis, and we have to follow the Maharatis. Baba, Brahma Baba is also no more in front of us in the corporeal form. It's the Maharatis who are in front of us, and therefore we have to follow them. But even if a Maharati mixes his ideas and tries to be clever, then at that time he is not a Maharathi. At that time he is under the influence of a bad omen. He is not a Maharathi. Therefore, what slogan has the father given? Follow the father. Or has he given the slogan, follow brother and sister? So, keep Brahma Baba in front of you whilst performing actions, and keep the incorporeal father in front of you for becoming bodiless. Yes, there are very good children also.
Follow father.
But they are the ones who follow the father. So what do you have to do? You have to follow the father, is it not? Are you sure? Are you firm on it that you have to follow the father, or do you not, or will you not mind taking the advantage if you try to follow someone else and you don't mind what you get in the future? There are some who may think, well, doesn't matter, in Satyug. I may get a smaller status, but doesn't matter. At least I'll be happy there. I won't have any sorrow there. I will have all the attainments anyway. Never mind if I am a subject there and the lowest form of subject. Even then, I'll still have all the attainments. Because in Satyug nobody lacks any attainments. So let me enjoy at this time. We'll see what happens in the future. But this pleasure of this temporary pleasure or enjoyment only becomes instrumental for a big punishment in the future. Are you happy with that? Do you want it that way? Do you not mind getting punishment? Enjoy your punishment too. You don't mind? remember all the three things, purity, truth and divinity. Pavitrata, Satyata, Divyata. Purity, truth and divinity. Let not your thoughts be ordinary, or your words be ordinary, or your actions be ordinary. Let them all be divine. The meaning of divinity. The meaning of divinity is to be divine in thoughts, in words and actions. Just as people say, what is a sin? They ask you, what is a sin? How will you define a sin? And you say, a sinful action is an action which is committed under the influence of any vice. So any action committed under the influence of vice becomes a sin. And therefore divinity means everything based on divine virtues. Thoughts, words and actions on the basis of divine virtues. So, did you understand the importance of truth? You make yourself bodiless within a second. How will you do it? You create a thought, I am a bodiless soul. How long does it take you to create this thought? Only a second, is it not? I am a bodiless soul. So within a second, you can become detached, bodiless, and loved by the Father. Perform this drill. Throughout the day, from time to time, in between. So during the day, whole day, in between, from time to time, do this drill, this exercise, mental exercise. You know how to do this exercise, don't you? So now, just now, do it. In a second, just become detached. Become a bodiless soul. Just become it.
Vibration, failure, sad.
just until at the end, please. To all those in all the four directions who are very strong in the foundation of purity, who with the vibrations of the power of truth in their thoughts, words and action bring the world of truth in this world, those who inculcate divinity in their life and follow the Father in their natural way, those who practice this all the time, to them Yad Pyar and Namaste. And then Baba says, this natural practice which you did of being bodiless, try to continue this practice and do it as often as possible. Maybe it could be for half a minute, for 1 minute, for 2 minutes, and then increase this practice. Do it as much as you can, because this practice will help you at the end. At the end, you will become successful only on the basis of this practice of being bodiless in a second. Can you become bodiless in a second? Did you become bodiless when Baba told you so? Or did you spend your time in battling? Could you become bodiless in a second? Or did you have to work hard and that whole time was spent only in battling inside? Can you become bodiless in a second? Can you? Can you become? You may have to do a lot of work, and can you become bodiless even then? Can you? Can you? Baba's asking, yes or no? Is it difficult? Is it difficult? Baba speaking to Gayatri Ben, you're working too hard in the UN, running about here and there, and you have lots of work, and there in the UN you try to become bodiless in a second. Will it be possible? Will it be possible? Can you become there? Can you? Baba is asking. If you do this practice from time to time, then it will become so natural in you, just as it is so natural to come in body consciousness. You don't have to work hard to become body conscious, do you? Do you have to work hard to remember you are Mr. you are so and so? It's so natural, is it not? Similarly, this too will become natural. Whenever you wish, you can become bodiless, and whenever you wish, you can come into the body again. Okay, you may have lots of work to do, then take the support of the body. But I am a soul taking the support of the body. That should not be forgotten. I'm not the one who's doing it, but I'm the one who's getting it done through the body. Just as you make others do some work, don't you? At that time, you think that you are different from the one to whom you have told to do something, or whom you are making to do something. Similarly, you are the one who is different from the body, and you are making the soul, the body do the work, and you are a soul. You have to practice this. Then you will not fluctuate in your stage because of body consciousness. Did you understand? Double foreigners like to move fast forward, double foreigners like to move forward very fast, is it not? You are very good. You do pay a great deal of attention. You also have a great amount of zeal and enthusiasm in service, and this will continue and increase more and more. Baba is asking the double foreigners that whatever service you did this year, that is 95, the project which you were given to do, were you satisfied in it? Were you satisfied in the project or in the service you did for the project? Were you all satisfied? You all worked hard, you all did programs, didn't you? For this living values, values for a better world, I was referring to that. Are you all satisfied with the programs you did? Yes or no? Ha or na? Haji or naji? Whatever service you do, it could be also in the form of giving a course, and even if they come or they don't come, to take the course, but you should be satisfied with yourself. Have the faith that if I remain satisfied, then if not today, then but tomorrow, this message will do the work. The message of remaining satisfied will do the work. Do not sulk and say, oh, I worked so hard, I spent so much money, I did so many programs, I invited so many people, and yet no one came. Or even if they came for the program, they did not become regular students. Never mind, you at least did the job. In your account, it has been accumulated, and you at least gave the message. Therefore, what you did was accurate, because everyone will come at his own time. Therefore, keep on doing. You may have spent a lot of money, but don't think about that. If you are satisfied within, then your expenditure has been spent, or the money you spent was used in a worthwhile way. Don't be frightened. Don't begin to think, I don't know what happened. There are many who think, probably my yoga wasn't good, and this is why nobody turned up. But then, with whom was your yoga? Do you have anyone else with whom you have yoga? Yes, your yoga is there, it is good, and it will always be there. But sometimes it's like a seasonal fruit, you know. It does not come every time, and some fruits are whole year round. If someone did not come, then maybe it's not the season now. When the season will come, then they'll come too. So don't be disheartened. Because you at least followed Srimat, didn't you? You acted according to Srimat. And therefore, to accept or to do according to Srimat, anything according to Srimat, even if it does not bear fruit, that is also a good result, because it will lead you to your success. Keep on doing, keep on moving forward. On the contrary, a time will come when people will come running to you, and they will bow before you, they'll touch your feet and cry out in repentance and say, I didn't listen to you at that time, please give me now. You will become the gods and goddesses, and people will touch your feet. This is why in bhakti the bhagats touch the feet of the gods and goddesses. So even that time is to come, when people will touch your feet. And they will say that you did such good benefit of theirs. You gave them so much benefit. Now you do bring good IPs to Baba. Baba does get the result. You have brought good VIPs, IPs, and even that is a part of your success. and in the future too, or before you did the youth retreat, didn't you? There was the youth retreat. How many youth were there from abroad? How many were there, young children? There were total 50. How many? Total 100. 100. How many from India? How many from abroad? Baba wants to know. So about 75 from abroad and 25 from India. And now you are doing the women's retreat. Preparations are going on, is it not, for the women's retreat? So you are moving forward. Before, when it was told to you, bring IPs to Madhuban, you would say it's so difficult to get VIPs from abroad to India. Jayanti herself used to say this. And now what does Jayanti say? It is easy. And this is the Diamond Jubilee year. So, see, even in Bharat, all the programs which were held in majority of those programs went a great success. Why? Because the method which you have adopted is very good, because you invite the VIPs to light a candle in the Diamond Jubilee, so they come readily. If you tell them, come and listen to our lectures, they may hesitate. But if you tell them, come and light the candle, they love to come. So because of a new method you adopted to invite the VIPs, they are interested, and they are, and more VIPs are coming in your connection. They came in your programs and they will continue to come. Because they are ignorant on this. So if you tell them, come and listen to Gyan, they will not want it. They'll have that ego, because they'll think that they know everything. But if you tell them to come and light the candle, to do something, then they'll readily come, because they'll think you're giving them some position. So if you give to someone what he wants, then he will become yours. Now what is not a big thing to light a candle? If you think otherwise, what is it to light a candle? But they are happy to do so, because they think that you have given them regard. So in this land as well as in other lands, the celebration of the Diamond Jubilee was very good, the service which you did and you are doing is successful, and it will continue to be successful. How many women are coming in the women's retreat? 175 180 180. Who are instrumental in this program? Raise your hand. Those who are working for this program, women's retreat, raise your hand. All Australians are doing it, those who are in this, raise your hand. Yes, Caroline. Who else? Who are the brothers? No brothers? It's women's retreat. So, sisters are taking care. Why not allowed even to do service for the women? Brother is not allowed to serve the women also, Baba is asking. It's good. At least it's good, the Shaktis have to be brave and do on their own, it's good. You like to do this type of service, don't you? Hope you don't get tired. Hope you don't get tired. Do you get tired? Teachers, raise your hand. All the teachers, all the center Vasis and other teachers, raise your hands. So many. Do the teachers get tired? Those who do get tired sometimes. Will you raise your hand or you won't? Who do get tired? Well, Baba wanted to ask and then he stopped because Baba felt they would not. But those teachers who do not get tired, raise your hand. Not many. See, the Pandavas are raising their hand, the sisters are not. So Pandavas have passed. They don't get tired. Congratulations to the Pandavas. Don't become tired. When you feel tired, just go and go somewhere and dance. Start dancing. Maybe even the bathroom. Go and start dancing, maybe anywhere, even the bathroom, Baba says. Because your mood will change then. So, if you don't want to dance physically, then maybe anyway you have to keep your mind happy. So start playing a song, singing a song, do anything of that type to make yourself come into zeal and enthusiasm again. Everybody knows how to dance in foreign countries. You are clever in dancing, aren't you? Angel dance, you all do very well. I thought somebody was getting up to dance right now. So, Baba says, Acha. what's to be done next? So dance, you all danced. Didn't you dance? The dadis are few, so you have got the chance. Please sit down. You have reached your home, isn't it? Madhuban, in your own home, you've reached now. You've reached close to Baba. Are you happy? Always remain happy. You do remain happy and always remain happy. Very good. with courage, you're settling all your karmic accounts. Have you settled your accounts? You've got good courage. Okay. Very good. Always remain in happiness. You have to celebrate Diamond Jubilee. Everything is all right. You sit on the chair. Very good. If she's finding difficult, she can sit here. Is it easy on the chair or here?
Sister Denise and Chandru Ben, please come. Denise and Chandru.
Both these sisters have come to take leave. You've played a very good role.
Brother Francois
the health. I can't hear what she is telling to Baba. I think she is describing the health about Sister Maggie, maybe. In Brahmin life, the account is of service only. I can't hear what she's speaking now. Thank you.
This is the son who stays in Australia. First he was small and the seed of knowledge was sown in him. Are you happy? Baba is asking him. Are you feeling little sad? Always remain happy. Whatever happened, happened for good. Give cooperation to one another. Is to accumulate multi-million full times in your account of cooperation. So the evident fruit of service is happiness. When everyone sees that they are caring so much, so what is the impression that they have that feelings of service and they have that family feeling? So whether they listen to knowledge or not, but the service is done automatically. Send to her also lot of loveful remembrances and tell her that she is always in front of Bab Dada and she will always remain so. This is not the card, but she herself is in front of me. It's good to become cooperative on time is actually real service. It is from Sangam Bhavan in Abu Road. So is everything is working well? Are you happy? Are others also happy? They will come from the sister's side and go from the brother's side, but there will be a difference. They won't come on the stage, but from down only they have to go. So everyone are
ঠিকই বলেছি বাবা, তাই না?
কেন
হেডফোন করে যারা ক্রিয়া জন্য দিলি সিটকা করে রাখতে যাবে হেডফোন?
Those who are getting up from their seats, please keep your headphones on the seats itself. Good, you are keeping courage. He is the one who remembers. He is not the one who shows outside. He is not the one who remembers on a gross level, but the one who remembers from the heart, from the mind. That which Brahma Baba used to say, that you have to remember, you have not to remember, not good, very good, because he was telling that I got success in the service.
Gyan Sarovar ka amrut, guava from Gyan Sarovar. This is mango from South Africa.
हीरे जैसा बाबा है हीरे जैसे बोल, मेरा तो शिव बाबा एक दूसरा ना कोई, मेरा तो शिव बाबा एक दूसरा ना कोई। दुनिया है पराई, परायों से क्या मोह, दुनिया है पराई परायों से क्या मोह, मेरा तो शिव बाबा एक दूसरा ना कोई, मेरा तो शिव बाबा एक दूसरा ना कोई।
Let's all join in this song.
मेरा तो शिव बाबा एक दूसरा ना कोई, मेरा तो शिव बाबा एक दूसरा ना कोई।
केवल ज्ञान सरोवर वाले ही उठेंगे। वी विल ऑल रिमेन सीटेड टिल गुलजार दादी रिटर्न्स एंड आफ्टर दैट ओनली दोज हु आर स्टेइंग इन